Grab your bike, but don't forget your helmet. Seek La Via is back. The free event will bring people out by the thousands to bike, rollerblade, and walk next Sunday, April 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The city is closing down 10 miles of streets to cars, and council member Tom Labonge thinks that's a good idea. He thinks getting out of cars and onto bikes allows people to see the city in ways they haven't before.
I tell people to get lost and found in L.A., and Seek La Via is a great way to do it.
Seek La Via event planners think more than 100,000 people will participate. The festival is part of the city's effort to provide a more sustainable L.A. and encourage people to use other types of transportation. Mayor Antonio Villagrosa hopes Seek La Via can help drivers and bikers to learn to share the streets.
So the message is the same for all Angelenos. Drive safely, be courteous, follow the rules, and share the road.
Marilyn Dwellingham is a member of the Real Rider, Low Rider Bike Club and believes Seek La Via has helped bike safety.
They watch us out for us more. They move over when they see us coming. Even if it's one or two of us, I've noticed that. They give us the road. They give us a lane.
Aaron Paley is the co-founder of Seek La Via and also thinks it brings the Los Angeles community together.
People run into each other. People see each other that they haven't seen in a long time. They see their best friends. I can't believe you're here.
And if you don't have a bike, Bike Nation will be lending 100 bikes for rent at Seek La Via to the first 100 people who sign up. Villagrosa also announced a new Spanish language bike safety campaign and hopes to expand it to other languages like Mandarin and Korean. And people won't just see their neighbors and friends biking next weekend. They may even see Mayor Villagrosa, since he says that he plans to hop on a bike too. Heather Ritchie, Annenberg Radio News.